Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. Go to DurangoBusiness.org for our upcoming events, including Eggs and Issues, which is around the corner on the 12th. We'll have the City of Durango talking about urban renewal authorities, a.k.a. URA, and find out how that's going to shape up for North Main, as well as other events. We've got on the 19th is our open house for chamber members. Come on down, and it's our annual appreciation barbecue. So Elizabeth Marsh with Scape, will you be there?
Absolutely.
No, really?
Of course I'll be there.
Of course.
Who would miss that event?
Absolutely. Well, I know an event I don't want to miss, and that's your showcase coming up next week.
Yes.
Or this week, whichever show you're listening to. Actually, it's this week because we're pre-recording.
Absolutely. So on September 10th, Tuesday, up at Fort Lewis, is the Scape Startup Showcase and Investor Social. And this year, beforehand, from 3 to 4, we've actually got the Greater Colorado Venture Fund and the West Slope Angels coming in to talk about different types of angel investing.
So explain what an angel investor is.
They are a person that is willing to financially support young companies, that they understand the importance of giving back to the community and to a new business. Mm-hmm. And so they provide some of the funds necessary for companies needing to get started.
Now, as an angel investor, they want part in the business sometimes, or usually just say, here's a check and you run with it.
There's all different ways that it works. You know, it's not a one size fits all.
Okay.
We have some local angel investors that invest through equity, so therefore they own a small percentage of the business. Others more through royalty investments, mm-hmm. others through different types of loans. So there's lots of different ways things can be structured.
And you don't have to answer this, but I do know Get Prime, there was a lot of different ways that people invested in that company. And that was part of the trying to figure out, you know, the return on those investments with everything that happened with that organization.
Yeah, so that's one example of the businesses we're trying to help create in our area. Mm-hmm. Those that can employ people with a good wage and sell their service to outlying areas to bring more money into the community.
We're not looking for a retail store downtown.
No. So we, our community does a great job through like the SBDC of serving the local retail and mm-hmm. restaurant businesses on Main. We're looking for those high growth businesses such as Stone Age or WorldPay or the Chocolate Factory that can be insulated from seasonal fluctuations, yeah. help diversify our economy, and create those jobs that people can raise their families in the area.
And possibly also open up other locations, you know, elsewhere even.
Yes. So some companies that we've worked with, like Epic Magazine is a great example. So that's a successful local magazine that had kind of reached its capacity in the area. So we helped them license their magazine. So they're now in 7 different communities around the nation. So there's lots of different ways that businesses can grow.
Absolutely. And so the showcase kickoff, you've got some angel investors presenting, you said, from 3 to 4 at Fort Lewis College in the ballroom.
Absolutely.
And then what happens at 4 o'clock?
So everybody is invited to come to our showcase.
Uh-huh.
What we do is we're going to have a keynote speaker, Erin Neer of MuniRes.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's absolutely awesome. She's one of our companies who has several different software products and is growing tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to kind of talk about her journey and be our keynote. And then we have 7 local companies that are going to present where they're at and what they need to grow. Those companies range from rocket engines to software to products for the boating industry. So it's a great mix. And then we'll have about an hour and a half of networking. So it's a great opportunity to come learn about Scape, what we do and why, how you can be involved from being a business in the program, mentoring the companies, or invest in the companies.
Now,
and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it is a lot of fun. And it's so exciting, too, to hear the different companies that are, you know, I'm going to say hatching out of out of Durango because of all the incredible entrepreneurial spirit that we have here. Now, how long will the presentations be? I mean, they're going to talk for hours, are they?
we only let the companies talk for about 8 or 9 minutes.
Okay.
We want to keep everyone interested and intrigued in the audience. Sure. And, you know, 8 or 9 minutes is enough to kind of get a highlight of what they're doing and how they can benefit the area.
Now, you mentioned you're looking for investors. And when I think of, you know, investing, are we talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars I got to write a check for?
It's all over the place. We have investors that come in at a couple thousand dollars. Uh-huh. And then we have investors that write 6 and 7 figure checks.
Right.
So there's a lot of different ways for people to participate.
So there's something for everybody.
Yes.
Even I could invest.
Definitely the $1 million mark.
Will take you. Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah, we got you covered.
That's so me, Elizabeth. Yeah. You give me a loan for that? and then so when you do that, do I have to pick a company that I want to invest in? Or do you guys say, no, we're gonna distribute just like a mutual fund does?
We do both. So every year, Scape raises an investment fund that we invest in the companies. Mm-hmm. This year, we're raising about $400,000. So people can participate in that fund, which then invests in the most promising companies we work with. And then we also help investors invest independently alongside our investments in the companies.
Wow. So and some of the companies that have come through, you mentioned MuniRevs with Aaron Neer. What's the dog collar company? I've heard of that company. No?
They had some great dog collars.
Yeah.
Custom with a lot of bling, making dogs look very fancy.
Uh-huh. They've morphed and said, okay, this isn't what we're going to pursue?
Yes, they've moved on to a different direction.
Oh, okay.
And that's, you know, a lot of the businesses we work with, we help them where they're at. We see how things go. Everyone knows it's very risky. Things might go really well. They might not pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all part of the process.
But I would assume then with SCAPE, the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs, I've been brainwashed with that acronym.
We're thinking of adding a few more letters to that acronym.
Well, you know, Ed Moreland would be looking down from above and just love that. You know,
yes.
Ed was a man of acronyms.
Absolutely. I think everything in economic development has to have an acronym.
Has to have an acronym. So looking at that, I mean, that's one of the things that with SCAPE, getting the professional input, and then also before you spend, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars getting that input and that professional opinion where you say, you know what, this just isn't getting traction. And for every business started, I mean, there's, you know, or 10 started, maybe one makes it.
It's, you know, we try to increase those odds,
but
we totally understand that not everything's going to work, and it might not be what the person wants to do with their life.
Yeah.
And so we try to work with the companies for a few months, see if there's something there. If there's not, that's okay.
Sure.
They've then learned information that they can take a different route, a different job, different employment. And then we put our resources behind the companies that have kind of proven there is a product here, there is a consumer that wants it, we mm-hmm. can take it somewhere.
So, and I, of course, I think of the television show Shark Tank.
Yes.
You know, and that's brought so much light onto the angel investors and the whole concept of entrepreneurialism, because that show, you hear these pitches, and I'm always like, why aren't they investing in that? But they get down into the capital, how much, you know, they have invested, how much of their own money, what's their current structure look like, similar things that you guys do at SCAPE.
Yes, there's so many different... So coming to the showcase is a great way to see how we prepare the companies to make sure their financials make sense, their business structure makes sense, their product makes sense, and then help them get that capital that they need. And one of our partners is First Southwest Bank.
Uh-huh.
That's been a big supporter of the program because they see the need about getting capital to businesses in our area.
Right.
So we've done investments alongside the loans that they've made in companies.
Well, very cool. And Ken Curtis has done a great great program, I know, with his Hello Bello app, as well as other things that he's been doing.
Yes, they've been a great supporter of the program and of rural businesses in the area with creative financing to help them get started.
And the CDFI grants, and I know he has that opportunity that he's partnered.
And that's helped a lot of companies in the area and bring more money to the region as well.
So how'd you get involved in SCAPE? What's your background?
I have been involved in SCAPE for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Some different business and investment, financial management. I just like working with the companies.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of great energy. Every day it's a different thing of what type of business, what they need, where they need to go. And I've also got a lot of really good mentors that volunteer their time with the companies.
Yeah. So what's some of the challenges that you have being the scape director?
I could make what I do sound fancy, but it's really just like cat herding.
Okay.
Of herding companies and investors and mentors and to make everyone do what they're supposed to.
You can say Gary Masner. I mean, I'm going to call him out right now. I mean, that's got to be the, you know, love that guy, but oh my gosh, his, you know, focus, Gary.
Yes, he's a wonderful asset to the program. He helps all the companies tremendously.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you like it is if numbers don't make sense, work out. One of the biggest challenges probably are that sometimes some things don't work, and that's what's hard of working with companies and people that have put so much into their program and their passion,
right?
And it might not pan out at the end of the day.
Well, and that's there are times when you have to, you know, say, okay, it's time to cut the strings and let it go. And I know I've watched that over the years with different businesses as a chamber director, watching someone and just saying, look, you know, oh, if I can just get through summer. Well, you don't know what summer is going to bring. And if you're already saying this, maybe it's time to go ahead and dissolve and sell and move on, or your heart's not in it, you know, but I'm holding out. I know my company's worth 500 grand. Well, the numbers aren't there.
And that's what's so hard. And we had a company, we run several different companies through the program of different tracks. Mm-hmm. Some are more investment equity companies. Some are community-based that we try to help. And so one year we tried to help the young gentleman out of Fort Lewis College with his donut shop.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen anyone that works that hard.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. But no matter what, of how we crunched the numbers, he wasn't going to be able to sell enough donuts.
Right.
And at the end of the day, is he supposed to spend 80 hours a week getting up at 3 a.m.? And, you know, he's a great guy, so it was hard on him to shut it down. But it was, I was telling him he made a better decision than people that have been running money out the door for 50 years.
Absolutely.
And then he's going to go to plan B, and he'll definitely succeed at plan B.
Sure. And that's the kind of thing, you know, you also want to discover that early in the venture, just because you want that, you know, that sometimes you need to be told what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yes. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah. Now, if somebody's interested in getting involved with Scape, obviously this is going to all happen on the 10th. Up at Fort Lewis College. Yes. I'm looking at a calendar here. On the 10th, starting at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, hearing from angel investors, and then presentations from how many of your entrepreneurs?
7 companies.
Okay.
Present from probably about 4 to 5:30.
Uh-huh.
And then because we're trying to get investors to write checks, we'll have an open bar.
Oh.
So that's always a good reason to come as well.
It's a fundraising event as well. Very cool. So you'll get to be able to mingle and network and have a beverage or two.
Or three or four if we're trying to get you to write a check.
And you'll get them an Uber.
Absolutely.
You go up and indulge and have a great time at the Scape Showcase, and we'll make sure you get home safe.
Yes, because Jack also offered to drive everyone home.
I will do that. I'll be your Uber. That's no problem. I'll take them four-wheeling or something and really bounce them around and show them a good time.
Absolutely.
Wow. Now, where are you guys located? I forgot to ask you that.
So Scape is located at 900 Main, number 10. Got a great location downtown. And so I encourage people to go to our website at goscape.org, and they can learn a lot more about our program, what type of companies we work with, get some more details about the event on Tuesday, and register to attend.
And you can also contribute to Scape in honor of Ed Moreland, who was at Region 9 for so many years.
Absolutely. Ed was a big supporter of Scape. And because of his legacy, we've been able to invest in a lot of companies and provide actual cash returns to Region 9 and to Scape to keep our programs going.
That is so cool.
Yes.
Just pay it forward.
Absolutely. That's what he wanted to do.
Website one more time?
GoScape.org.
And Facebook? You're on there too?
Yes, we are.
Just Google, or not Google, but I guess you could put it in there, but Facebook and put in Scape.
Yes.
S-C-A-P-E.
P-E.
Durango or something, or Four Corners.
I'm not sure how you find it, but you can find it.
You'll around. Find it. Trust me. Yes. I have found it.
Okay.
And the other thing, you cover the Region 9 counties.
So we work in the 5-county area.
Okay.
So we are trying to create more businesses that will create more jobs in our area. And our mentor and investor base is located in the 5 counties that we serve.
Awesome.
And so it's kind of a community-driven initiative.
All right. Website one more time.
GoScape.org.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll have to send back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and go to DurangoBusiness.org for Chamber upcoming events. Have a great day.